Greetings, this is James Gillen with As You Wish Talk Radio and East City Stargate. We're also on Rumble, YouTube, Telegram, Truth Social. We post on there. We're all over the place, so we're pretty easy to find. Just type in East City Stargate and it'll come up. I'm going to break tradition here. I know a lot of people kept telling me that they really want to see the news and they like me to do monologues and talk about what's happening and going on, and the ratings go through the roof when we do that. But I'm going to go ahead and bring a guest on because it's somebody that I think is about 100% authentic. And he has the Jaya Sanctuary, or AKA East City Australia. And he's got 12 books out, and he's got his latest videos coming out really soon called Ascension and the UFO and Paranormal Connection. I knew I was going to screw that up before I did it, and I created it. I'm such a creator. I thought you were going to say something else, James. Yeah, you never know. I mean, I looked at that after I wrote it, and I said, I should write that a little better because I'm going to screw it up. And sure enough, I screwed it up. So anyway, Peter's like my brother from another mother, and we've had very similar experiences. And when we get together, we get crazy stuff happen. We just get all kinds of paranormal and UFO activity. So, and that's why I want to bring Peter on the show. So, Peter, welcome to the show.
Brother James, thank you for having me on again. And it's good like always. So, yeah. Sorry for us screwing up your intro there.
Yeah, no worries. Yeah, what's happening over there in Australia? I mean, I know you're having incredible activity. You have so much. You're getting a lot more. I know you get the best day footage of anybody I know, but you also have the night footage as well. But have you had anything amazing happen recently?
Yeah, I'm gonna put it up soon. I've just been bogged down with I was proofreading one book that I got back from my editor, Jessica, and then I've been finishing another one. But there's been some flybys, telepathic communication. There's been some visitations that have been more on what we could say. Some of it's in the dream state. Some of it has been them appearing in what we could say light body form, whether it's these flashes of light or coming through as apparition form, which you've seen here in Australia when you've stayed with me as well. So they've been what you'd term high dimensional, high density intelligences. So it's a lot that I sort of sit on, which is why I've gone into this next book that I'm bringing out, sort of information I've been sitting on for over a decade, just because there's many reasons that will be revealed in the book why there's a lot of contact experiences and things that I do sit on. But there is a lot going on at the moment, and I just think as we're going through what we're going through as a collective at this time, it is a bit of an ebb and flow when the high dimensionals will come in, and then there'll be a bit of a phase out for a period. So there's an ebb and flow to it, but there's always some form of telepathic communication going on.
Yeah, I've seen lately, you're probably experiencing the same thing, but I've noticed lately when we have this crazy CME activity and solar activity, along with the Schumann resonance, it's just been going nuts lately. I've noticed at night, it's the whole enchilada is going off. We're having all kinds of weird stuff and kind of nightmare stuff and interference by the lower levels, as well as incredible visitations and manifestations of the higher beings as well. And God, there's times I have a whole room full of Palladians in my room. I go, which one is this? And there's two or three in there. And they're usually putting me back together, you know, after all the other attacks, you know. So it's getting to, there's a multidimensional war going on. There's no doubt about it, you know, and people are just seeing the physical dynamics about it, but it's much more vast than that.
It is. And with, we could say what the sun does in terms of the CMEs and just the flares and everything that's going on. The electromagnetic component is what some of the higher intelligences use to, we could say, teleport and manifest, but also with some of the lower, darker intelligences, which why it's known within, let's say, ghost hunting circles and investigations, they use EMF meters, because sometimes yeah. that's what the intelligences will use to manifest. But there is this ebb and flow. Again, it does come and go to where there'll be attacks in the dream state, but then there can also be contact in the dream yeah. states. And it does wow. seem to be ramping up in alignment with what the sun's doing at the moment, as you'll say.
Yeah, we've had so much here. I mean, we got some amazing footage. I had a whole bunch of people, and there's a few skeptics in the crowd. And the door opened up on the mountain, and this huge red ship came out of the mountain. And I got it on film, but unfortunately, with the night vision, it shows it as white. You know, it doesn't show it as red. But yeah. I think some other people filmed it too. But it was bizarre. Just, I go, did anybody see that come from anywhere? And they go, no, it just came out of the mountain like this, that door. You know, when I went knock, knock, we were on a laser. That was funny.
Yeah.
I go, knock, yeah. knock on the door, and it opens, you know. But it was kind of similar. You know, I was knocking on the door, and then all of a sudden the door opens, and this huge ship comes out. It just sits there for a minute. And then it just takes off really low, and it's following the contour of the land and went off to the west, I believe. Yeah, it went off to the west. And we had quite a few witnesses that saw it. And one thing that people said was that they go, it didn't come from anywhere. It just appeared. It just popped right out of the door open. Boom, it was there. And then it took off really slow for all of us to see. So it's pretty amazing sighting. But we had a few people here that, you know, they're kind of a little skeptical and everything, and they saw it, and they just couldn't wrap their head around it. It kind of pushed them over the edge when it happened.
It's got to be experienced, and that's the thing. I think in some ways it can be healthy to be skeptical, because we want to be in truth, but there's debunkers. But I do recommend people visit the ranch, and I say it to a lot of people that have asked me about it, because you know, you and me, we're very much brothers, to where we sort of sometimes one of us will say something so far out and then it happens. And I'll give just an example. The last time I visited the ranch, I'd got there after about 27 hours of travel. I call out for you, see you. We greet each other. We go and get a handful of people and we go and do a clearing. Now, at that point, I'm pretty much just buggered, you know, after 27 hours of terminals and flights and what have you. And you go, Shiji's here and she's going to visit us right now. Now, the sun wasn't even down at that time. It was probably an hour and a half, 2 hours before sundown. We walk out of the house and about 2-3 meters, which is probably about 7 foot above one of the pine trees near your tower home there, the cabin you've got, This Shiji's craft appeared, and there's about 10 of us in broad daylight watching it, her ship come over, and then it looked like a diamond and it imploded on itself. Now, this is the type of stuff that people who don't know James don't know, the type of things that are really going on there, which is why the real deal with, I know governments and that have, you know, people have been watching in on what James has been doing, like myself, for a long time, up to and including how sensitive James is. And I'd like to tell this because I think this is a funny story, and you're going to probably remember this in a moment. I was staying there for about 3 months, and John Vivanco walked up and he pretty much fell over and he goes, I'm getting hit with energy. Can't you feel that? And I'm like, I can't. I don't know what you're talking about. He goes, let's get James up here. James walks up. Same thing happens to James. James goes, we're going to figure out what's going on here. We go down. There's probably about 15 of us around James doing his table tipping pendulum clearing technique. And James says, I've got Bacal here. And Bacal says that there's 13 satellites that are hitting you on and off. Now, I've had a lot of crazy stuff happen. I've been off world. I've been to other worlds. I've been to other realms. And this is why me and James laugh at each other with some of the stuff. And it's not that I didn't believe him. I'm just like, you don't know what to do with some of this stuff. I get up the next day. This happened hours after James said this. James said, Bacall's going to knock out the satellites. You're right. But what we did do as a preventative in the meantime was we got foil insulation, and James literally got me to get a staple gun out and cover the room in foil for protection. This, you know, this is pretty full on. So I get up the next day and I have a handful of people sitting around the dining room table, and they go, you're not going to believe what happened last night. I said, what? And they go, there was 13 spy satellites taken out overnight, and it's on the news. So James says that I'm being hit by spy satellites, 13 of them. Hours after he says that on mainstream media, after he says Bacall, which is a lion being that he works with, said they'll take it out, that happened. Now, I can give story after story after story of crazy stuff that happens at that ranch as well as around myself, but people need to experience this, because unless you experience it and you're open, it doesn't mean you're open to negative influences, you know, anything bad, but of course you've got to do your clearings. But when you visit the ranch, like, this is the type of stuff that goes down in a daily setting for James and myself, and if open to it, you can experience the high dimensional aspects and things that come with. Unfortunately, there is some of the negative that comes with it as well, but the ranch is a magical place.
Yeah. It's, I always tell people, it's like the moth coming to a flame. You know, the greater your light, the more the dark gets agitated by it. You know, they say the closer you get to nirvana, the more the demons rear their ugly heads. You know, and we've had so many things happen here like that, that, you know, I always tell people, you just hang out for a little while, you'll see all kinds of things constantly happening like that. And now we're having people get up out of wheelchairs, and people having spontaneous healings here, broken backs, and all kinds of problems just go away. It's just amazing. And I always tell people, I don't take credit for the healing. I don't take blame if it doesn't happen. You know, that's between you. We just create the space, you know, for people to have their own experience. And it's been getting crazy, but the amount of black helicopters and every time the black helicopters come in, they have an escort. They have a ship. You know, we remember that one we just showed a video of three black helicopters coming in. They had three ships right over them following them. So they're escorted, you know. So they do keep an eye on this place. And you know, it comes with the territory. A lot of people go, I'm TI, you know, I'm a targeted individual. And I said, well, welcome to the club. My whole life's been that way.
When I first met you, I don't know if you remember this. When I first met you in person, we greeted each other, and I'm looking at your arm and you're picking it. And I go, what happened to you? And you go, I had a black helicopter come over and hit me with an electromagnetic pulse weaponry. Again, another moment where you go, all right, what the hell is going on? Yeah. Now, to the people that were there, and I'll tell the viewers, it looked like somebody chopped James's arm off and put it in a microwave. Like, I mean, I can't explain how bad it looked. Now, he goes, don't worry about it. The Pleiadians will come in and heal it. The people with me the next day were tripping out, because the next day his arm looked completely normal from being broke. Like, I can't describe how bad your arm was, but that's the stuff that again happens. And I'll be showing some of this in the documentary that comes out next week. I've got so many helicopters here that have been circling me, black Chinooks that are unmarked, yeah, as well as camo ones, 13 years of helicopters. But I also show the type of stuff that James and I will be walking in the orchard there, just hanging out, and we'll have a Chinook appear right above us, sitting there stationary for a minute. And I've got that in the documentary, as well as I think when we released Contact Has Begun 2, we had a fleet of 7 that circled the property when I was there. Yeah. And you've been dealing with this for, I'll be 40 this year, so 40 years you've been having these helicopters visit.
Yeah, it's been going on for quite some time. And you know, lately we're getting, we just had, we couldn't see it, but we had a ship over us, and it was making this all these sounds, and it was kind of like melodious sounds. I don't know how to say it. It was.
Was it like a low thumpy sound with a high Tibetan singing bowl? Yeah,
it was really bizarre. And I go, I'm pretty sure those are Palladian ships doing that, but they were hovering over the back 40 over there on the other side. And there, we have some people staying down there, and they recorded it. And they've been seeing all kinds of ships come down in that area. And we're kind of earmarked that. I just got control of it back over. It's out of the family now. It's in my name. So, or in the sanctuary's name. And we're going to do some. Turn it into like a wellness center and maybe a school or something like that. We're working on plans for that right now, but it's almost like they're prepping it. There's all kinds of activity back there. They're like cheerleaders. They're going, yeah, do it, and make it happen. So, I mean, we're coming into winter now, so we're kind of, you forget about doing anything up here in winter. Everything's buried under snow and everything, so we'll probably start in on it in the spring when I get back.
No, I reckon that's a fabulous idea. And the more places that are opening up like this, and I'll say to people now, just keep posted to the newsletter. The final phases opening here have been a big waiting period and patience. So I've had to learn a lot in this period as well. And there's a lot of forces out there that are opposing, more of these places popping up. But the more of them, they're more, forms of education, people to experience things and learn so many different modalities and techniques, which is great about what you're doing over there for so many years, is you showcase so many people that are trained and teachers in so many various areas. So it's not just, one thing, although the sky watching and that is a must there, from yoga to, medicines and health and technologies and as well as contact. And connecting with your own God itself, these are the things that really, more of us doing it and educating each other, the better.
I think one of the best groups was the, we did an herbal class here, and the people that were attracted to that, and we had a master herbalist here, and it was amazing, but the people that came to that, they're all just really solid, down to earth and grounded and very spiritual. And it was amazing because we had so much UFO activity. It was like insane. And the group kind of creates the experience. And so if you get a lot of people that are in their egos or they just want to be, put it on their Facebook or whatever, you get that kind of mentality. It's not, it's just the energy is different. So we've moved away from that, and we're trying to do real intentional workshops. Like we did a yoga retreat and counseling and retreats, and we're doing more of the self-mastery ambassador training retreats, and then bringing in people that are really empowering the individual and kind of getting away from the looky-loo stuff and working on that level. And then soon, I think it's real soon right now, this whole cabal network is imploding on itself. And as soon as that happens, we're going to get all the technologies. We'll be coming in, the incredible healing technologies. And I have people that are working on that aspect of it, that have all kinds of, some I can't even speak about right now, but when this other thing goes down, it's all going to come out. But I mean, there's no reason for any disease right now. It's just the only reason is, as long as you have war and disease profiteers, you're going to have war and disease. That's the reason. But this is 2023. Come on, we should be able to flip a switch and knock out any kind of virus or bacteria or anything else you want out there.
Look, it is one of those things that there's so much that goes on behind the scenes that there is a lot of good at work, and people aren't seeing it. They're wondering where the med beds are, and they're wondering when the financial reset's going to happen. And I'll be the first to admit these things are real, but a lot of the intel that comes out, when it happens, like the Bible says, it's going to be like a thief in the night. It's going to happen. And I can tell people watching this now that I've been involved with some of these talks. James has been involved with these talks with people. We could say even connected to the UN, not that you trust that, but even Vatican, all different types of people that are high up, that there are people wanting to reveal this stuff. And my frustration with a lot of this has been, what are we waiting on? And that's why it's good James is doing what he's doing and I'm doing what I'm doing, because we're not waiting on anyone. And people could be waiting for Trump to get back in power, this and that. It's an external thing people are still waiting on. But the more of us that just do what we can in the now, these things are going to pave the way forward eventually. And there's a lot that I know James can't talk about as well as myself. There are organizations, institutions, and governments that maybe eventually these things will come out. A lot of things I've been blocking and not working with, or taking opportunities, because they aren't in alignment with universal law and with what James and I are trying to do. But there are meetings and things that I'll be attending soon, to where let's just hope those that have got pull and power and the finances pull their finger out and finally do something. Otherwise, we've just got to keep doing what we're doing. But there is going to be a snap effect with a lot of this eventually. It's just, you know yourself, James, we were talking about this over a decade ago when we met. Mm-hmm. People are talking about med beds and the financial reset like it's new. You've been involved with talks like this going back to nearly when I was born. I've been involved with talks with people, and these aren't people that, you know, oh, this and that. I ask them, where did they get their information from, and they've regurgitated it. These are people that hold high, lofty positions, some in government, some that are doing consultations for governments and organisations. This isn't the little small stuff. So this is why I think, you know, we're seeing too much inner fighting in the spiritual community, which is why I don't work with anyone or do anything except yourself and a handful of other people, because people are losing the focus of either why they got into this or what their experiences were originally about, which is not just them awakening, but awakening to their part in humanity and what they can contribute. It's just become an entertainment show. That's what it's become.
Yeah. Yeah, I said, so I put out a post and somebody got mad at me for doing it. And I told him that, you know, that he said he's a vax-free zone. And and I said, it's vax-free and no posers and no opportunists. And I said, that pretty much eliminates the most of the UFO community. And it's true, unfortunately. It really is true. I mean, there's very few people that are in the service to others and that are authentic and coming from the heart. You know, it's they want the fame and the money and whatever else. And so they'll sell their souls to these. I won't say the one that sounds like Earth or these other, you know, alien movies and stuff out there. And I see these guys all the time, and they're going, you know, they're posting it all over my site and everything. And then I post back something, asking them questions and everything. And I go, you know, we've had contact here for over 40 years, well documented. We've got the videos, the photographs, the witnesses, everything. Why are you still pushing this controlled narrative? That, you know, you're trying to act like, you know, you're keeping them in the past, or you're keeping them, you know, sometime in the future we're going to have contact, or you're saying that, you know, these are government, and they're all fighting, because one group is saying this is our own back engineered stuff, and other people are saying it's German back engineering. Another group is saying it's all evil. It's all dark, you know. Another group is saying it's all light, you know, it's all spiritual. And what's funny is that they're fighting amongst each other, but they don't realize they're all right. You know, some people say it's time travel. It's all going on, you know, and until they understand that, until they really go into an interdimensional mind and get out of their egos and out of this concept that they're a body and a personality and in this ego, they're never going to experience their multidimensional selves and understand what's really going on in the big picture. But unfortunately, most of humanity is still playing that game. And so your base, you know, for people that actually can get what you're talking about, that this is an extremely spiritual thing. And you've got to understand that it's not just one thing. It's all the above. You know, it's not, you can't just say it's all light or it's all dark or things like that. And you can't give a half truth that, you know, I know people like the Pollyannas, you know, they're all freaking out now because of what happened in Maui and stuff like that. And I go, there's your dark side right there. You know, the, that took out a lot of Pollyanna approachers, you know, that are saying everything is love and joy and light. And I go, well, it's not, you know, right now. And then I wanted to say one more thing about that for you. But the other thing too is that a lot of the New Age teachings have been actually created in think tanks and Stanford research and things like that. And they're all set up to tell people that evil doesn't exist. If you see evil, it's in you. And you know, they lay a big spiritual guilt trip on you for recognizing that both sides of the coin, what's really going on. And I tell them, you know, enlightenment means to be in knowledge of all sides, both sides of the coin, not just a half truth or a half side. And so I think a lot of people are having a big lesson right now in realizing that there is a dark side and there is an evil. But, you know, that's not, you know, how do you get rid of the dark side? You illuminate yourself, you know, you rise to the occasion, you call in the higher beings, you know, but you got to know it exists. It does exist.
100%. And look, I've seen reptilians, whether they're forms of Draco that are extremely tall, whether they're the small little ones, the Draco Greys. I've been choked. I've been picked up. I've had scratches, marks, all this stuff. But then I'll give you an example. I've been spoken about this. I'm alluding to it in the documentary. I had an experience in the last year, I'll say, where I appeared in a dream state to be in a rainbow realm. Now, there was an entity there that was in white, that had a golden attire around the chest area, had a beard and long hair. And this entity was telling me, just think of a place and we'll appear there. So I did that a few times. And all of a sudden, we appeared back in this rainbow realm again. And there was this temple in the distance, and I walked up, and there was different saints and sages and masters in there. Now, this is where we get into the physicality. Next, I woke up. This is no longer a dream. I woke up, and I'm in my bedroom with the golden tablet hovering about 5 foot off the floor with scripts that I've still not found to this day. And the gold, the rainbow energy from this golden tablet started to come from it and hit me to where it was so orgasmic, I had to turn and scream and it stopped. And when I turned back, it hit me for about another 10, 15 minutes with this rainbow energy. And I'm left there at 3 a.m, wondering what's going on. So there's these experiences that are so high dimensional that surpass extraterrestrial, that the extraterrestrials are trying to achieve that next level of ascension. But there's darkness that is on par on that. And my point with this is that everything is an aspect of God. And at the moment, we're going through an imbalance to where the dark side and the dark forces have, let's say, on the weighing side of things being more on the darkness. But there is going to be a point to where it's going to start going like this, and there will start to be an equilibrium. It could even go to things being extremely well for quite some time, to where it will have to go again, go into seesaw effect. So everything's one consciousness interfacing with itself, but this is a dark night of the soul for us individually and as a collective. And to get through that, we have to realize that we have to take responsibility for what we can. Doesn't mean everything's okay, but there's always a way to make changes in our circumstances.
Yeah, I mean, there are realms that people totally exist in unity consciousness, and they're really being guided through the heart by the creator and things like that. Those realms do exist, and they really don't have any kind of evil or darkness on those realms, because their frequencies are so high, it can't exist in that realm. You know, if you're in unity consciousness, where can the disunity function? You know, it can't be there. So, but we're not there yet. And we are rising towards that. But we're definitely not there yet. But the process of this ascension process is, we're going to have to deal with our own shadow side. We're going to have to deal with the external shadow side, the evil that's going on. We're going to have to deal with all these institutions and corporations and everything else. All of those got to be cleaned up, and they have to realign with universal law. I mean, that's the only way we're going to get through this. But that energy is pressing in right now. And that higher consciousness and energy, with it comes universal law, and everything outside of that is just imploding on itself. You know, it's a process, but we got to recognize the process and do our part, you know, because we can be a part of the healing process, and we can help clear these energies out and you know, clear up our own selves and clear up our own bodies and deal with our own shadow side and be a part of this process. But you're not going to make it through denial. You know, yeah. Denial isn't going to get you through it, through this.
Well, I will say, but you know, all in all, with what's going on, this community, if you want to call it that, as much as there is division in it, I will say that when I become public in this around 2010, I was thrown on the news and what have you. My thing back then was trying to get the paranormal community, the UFO community, the spiritual community and science to work together in some way, whatever fashion. And what I will say is that more than ever, I am seeing a merging now of all those different things coming together in ways that I didn't think was possible after getting into this community. But there is more of a merging to where people are opening up to other points of view, new studies, new sciences and what have you. So there is that aspect, which is good. So it's not all dark. There is an evolutionary process going on, but it can either be part of the problem or part of the solution, as the old saying goes. And it's just up to people where they want to point their energy.
Yeah. You know what? The bottom line, you just said, it's up to the people, because they have to realize there's a controlled narrative there, and it's there to distract and disrupt and cut you off from making your own personal connection with greater. And they don't want that. They don't want you getting your information from inside and having your own personal contact and things like that. They want to keep you in the past and keep a controlled narrative. And these disclosure movements I've seen over and over again. And I tell people, so wait a second. So now you're going to the politicians and the government and the military for disclosure. And I said, what are they going to say? You know, what are they going to say? Yeah, we've known this has been going on. We have no control of our skies. They come and go at will. There's nothing we can do about it. They've been abducting our people, experimenting on them, you know, in some cases using people as a food source. But you know, it's like, they're not going to say anything, and the politicians are in their pocket, you know, cause they all get their funding through the military industrial complex. So, but people keep going to this thing, expecting the government and the military to come clean. And what are they going to say? They're in a rock and a hard place. They can't say that, you know, yeah, we got a lot of technology from them, but you know, you guys paid the price, or we've killed a whole lot of people because we try to keep this secret. You know, we offed a bunch of people that were whistleblowers and things like that. And, you know, they aren't going to say that. And every once in a while you get somebody that's really got a high level of integrity and courage, and they're going to come out and say, look. And I think that's what we have. Some of the new whistleblowers out now are saying, look.
I'll actually talk to you after this about some of that, because I can't say this publicly. But I think what I will tell you with who I am speaking to, I think the public need that show that we're seeing now. They need that show.
Yeah.
And yes, contact's been happening all along. And I think that we are in a situation here with some people that I have spoken to that are part of what's going on. We've got a situation, yes, where people can accept. One conversation was, look, people are ready for the extraterrestrial reality. What they may not be ready at, meaning mainstream, is that some of these things are beyond extraterrestrial and they're coming from a complete different realm. That's going to, you know, give some people an aneurysm. So, yeah. But like my point was, give them something. You know, I've done all I can do. I know people like James is doing all he can do. Yeah, it's like there's only so much we can do, but that's the predicament, is that there's a situation that, yeah, people are ready for ETs, but what do we do when it comes to the point of some of the revelations we've got is that some of these things are beyond extraterrestrial, which is why some of these people have been coming to me, because it's beyond the frequency match is beyond what they're able to work with, because not because of all of them, but there's some people in these groups that their intention isn't pure. That's why they're not getting to the next level. They can't access it, because these beings know exactly what they're going to do, whether they're going to weaponize them psychically or weaponize how to contact. These beings, they're a billion steps ahead of them. And because of that, it can't get to the next level.
Yeah, you have to rise to the occasion. That's the bottom line. You know, if you're going to hang out with spiritually and technologically advanced beings that are benevolent, you have to be benevolent. You have to be spiritually advanced so you can have that connection. So you got to rise to the occasion, or it's just some phantom thing happening. You know, you don't, And you know, on behalf of the government too, a lot of them don't know. You know, when they say, you know, we don't know who they are, they don't know. they really don't know. Very few know within the government, know what's going on and know and really know the big picture. A lot of them have been here. I mean, we've had a lot of, you know, people like you're saying we can't mention their names or things like that. And I'm talking about some major politicians and stuff that know exactly what's going on. And I've gotten emails from them and things like that. And they say, stick it, you know, they go, stick with it. Just stay in there, hang in there. This is all going to come out soon. We can't talk about it now. It's a career killer. Same thing. Pilots can't talk about it. It goes on their psychological profile. All these people can't talk about it, but soon the lid's coming. It's coming off right now, I think. And then everybody's going to be able to start talking about it. But, you know, we have to talk about it. And there are techniques to eliminate these other energies that are trying to shut everything down. There are ways of keeping, you know, your energy fields up, of shielding yourself and calling on the higher beings for protection and things like that. And people need to know that this exists, or they're just going to run around being a victim. And that ties into the UFO community. You know, we have people come up here all the time, and they have these agendas, and they have these huge agendas. And when their agenda isn't met, they become a victim, and then they come after you, you know, like, you know, they get on that victim, savior, persecutor triangle, and it happens all the time. And what's sad here is that the energy is so high at the ranch, everybody's shit comes up as soon as they get here. And then what do? They're going to project it on the mother or the father figure here, which is me or Myra or Kathy, you know. Kathy's just gone. Kathy, as soon as it comes up, she's like, I'm out of here. Gone, you know. And it's rough, you know, because we have to sit people down and go, okay, look, you know that T-shirt I have? It says, I'm not your father. I'm not your mother. I'm not your ex-lover. I'm just sitting here. You know, I even made a T-shirt about it. But it's with humanity. You know, we got to clear our stuff up, you know, and get past all this nonsense. You know, these rigidity and judgments and rules and all these things, you know, because, you know, I always tell people, well, you make a list of every unkind action, word, everything that was ever said here that you experienced, and they can't come up with anything. You know, there's nothing. And I go, well, then maybe you brought that with you. You know, maybe that was your past coming up that needs to be healed, you know, or things like that. So it's kind of crazy. You know, it makes one just want to be a hermit, which was my original intent. I was just going to be a hermit, and I don't know how I ended up with this big center.
Yeah. Well, that's why I'll be doing things in smaller, more intimate groups here. But it is something that I say to people, and you're well aware of this, that self-mastery is the key to all this. Whether you want contact, whether you don't want contact, whether you want to heal, whether you want to connect with your own source self, whether you want to leave your passion and be helpful to others. And with that, this is where mastering the mind is key, because no matter how many clearings you do, these beings are there to assist us to assist ourselves. But if you're not mastering the mind, and what we can say is knowing how you work and how you can not just heal, release, but retrain the brain to respond in different ways and do that inner work, do that purging, do that clearing, do that healing, it's just going to be a band-aid, the amount of clearings that people can do, because they go, it's not working. Well, are you changing your mind? Are you changing who you surround yourself with? Are you changing how you eat, you treat your body? What are you doing? Because if you're doing the same stuff, the same entities, the same type of things are going to keep coming in, the beings will help, and you think nothing's happening, but you haven't changed where you can to meet the universe halfway in a physicality way, in a practical way. So that's why these places, your place, I know he's going to be the same, and it's very much with a lot of different ashrams and places, depending on who's running them and how clear they are, and if they're clearing negative influences, that these things are just a common, and that's where people have got to be there for each other, but also take responsibility in that healing process. Not just think, oh, it's, you know, I should be healed now, I should be able to freaking walk on water and levitate, no, you know, all that stuff. It's, you've got to do the work. So it's a process.
Yeah, we've had several people come here that thought they're Jesus. And I said, well, there's a pond over there. We'll walk across it and get back to me. You know, so, and yeah, we'll talk after that, you know. But yeah, it's pretty crazy. But You know, it's, I guess everybody's at where they're at, you know, and there's not much you can do about it, but it does get trying after a while. You need a safe space to go to, you know, it's like, I hate to say it. You need a place out in nature. You can go, okay, I need to go for a walk. I need to go be in nature for a little while. I need to get clear with myself and process whatever's going on. And it's so important right now. It's like, I have a couple of places I go to, and that there's times I have to just recharge and get really clear with myself and why I'm here and everything else, and let go of the past and all the other tugs and pulls. And then, you know, I get rejuvenated and then come back, you know, for more drama.
Just get rid of all the noise and finding that signal again, because a lot of people get taken back and they get, you know, absorbed by the noise, all the stuff that doesn't make sense. But when you find that signal, that purpose, that passion, that alignment, that noise starts to subside and you're back on that signal again. And that's, you know, it is a process. You need that self-love time and that, you know, enjoyment time, and most of all, fun. You need to be able to have a laugh and a good time.
Yeah, I go hang out with the dolphins. That takes care of that right away. But, you know, they don't give
lucky
a damn.
Just, that's awesome.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of funny, but the you know, it's really interesting. I try to explain this to people. People go, well, I'm not social engineered or religiously programmed or anything else. And I go, well, you do believe in heaven and hell? And they go, yeah. And I go, well, there's your program right there. It's much more vast than that. You know, do you believe in a God? You know, and they go, yeah. And I go, which God do you believe in? I mean, there are so many of them. You know, you got the Greek gods, the Egyptian gods, the Indian gods, Tibetan gods. Yeah, Tibetan gods. You know, it's like, which one do you believe in or not believe in? You know, and somebody said, I don't believe in God. I go, which God do you not believe in? You know, and then you got the demigods which were their offsprings, you know, where they're half man, half God. And we have it, just our whole history is replete with that. But there is a universal, whatever you call it, the one consciousness that encompasses all consciousness. There is a universal consciousness and energy out there that encompasses everything, and you can give it whatever name you want. But I always tell people, whenever you have a history and a written history and a name, that name is still a division from the source, from the original source, and that history has been altered. And so I'm not trying to take away anybody's culture or religion from them, but we have to look at things. And if we go back to universal law and just say, well, where's the universal law in my teaching, you know, which is basically universal peace, brother, sister, love, individual freedom and prosperity for everybody, the basics. I mean, that's the good stuff. And it's in every religion, every teaching. And then there's things added later by tyrants and kings and things like that. And they changed, altered it. But, you know, once you experience what God really is, and you have your own experience, a near-death experience or whatever, and you experience the other dimensions, and then you read the books, you go, wow, you know, there's some really cool truth in here, but there's also some deviations from that, you know, and I think when people, you gotta, the bottom line is everybody's got to make their own personal connection with Creator and apply universal law, you know, to their lives and how they treat others, you know, be kind and loving and service to others. That's the only way we're going to get out of this.
It is. And I've said it to you before and on the show that, you know, one of the big things for me was an experience where I was told that what you say and what you do affects everyone and everything.
Yeah.
And I was showing everything from everyone else's point of view, the good and bad that I'd done. And it was so touching that you get to a certain point that you get it. But then it's, you know, staying with that and reminding yourself of that. But it really is, you know, being aware of what you say, what you do, your actions, your thoughts. And, you know, it's like meditation. People, you know, say to me, my meditation is not working. I'm like, well, how long have you been doing it for? And if it's somebody that's been doing it long lengths of time, I say, you're not meant to be doing it. They're surprised by me saying that. It's not saying stop meditation, but my point is, if you've done it that much, it's about carrying that meditative state with you 24/7. Whether you're driving, whether you're doing dishes, whether you're working, whether you're playing sports, it's being in that meditative state all the time. That's what the point of meditation is, to embody that and have that as a way that you're operating. And it's just the work that Please.
And there's a lot of meditation programs, I think, that are kind of, I mean, they're okay to one element, like, you know, some of the Zen programs, God is nothing, you know, you've got to become nothing, you know, but out of the nothing came everything. And, yeah. And if God isn't everything, then why did God create it? You know, it's like, if that's not God, what was it created out of other than God? If there was nothing before God, you know, and, you know, it's just like, I go, well, you know, we're here to enjoy creation. We're here to walk among our own creations and things like that. It's like, it's not, we're not here to be emotionless and, you know, loveless and joyless and things like that, to actually stay in this void. I mean, that, you know, I've been to the void. It's boring as hell. You know, there's nothing happening there. You know, and there's old saying, gods don't do boring things. So, you know, there is a void. Yeah. And you can get there, but, you know, it's like, okay, now what? You know, now what? You know, why does creator create? You know, because it brings it joy. I'm not even going to say he. And if people, remember people say he or she when they talk about God, I go, oh, it's didn't make it to that last level.
Beyond all, yeah, it's beyond all that.
Yeah, there's no pronoun. There's no pronoun for God, you know, no color either, or religion. You know, it's beyond all that. But
100%. Yeah, it's a bit of a mixture, yeah.
It's funny now. It kind of destroys that whole movement, you know, the pronoun movement. Hey, does God have a pronoun? <You know>? Whoops. You know, so
what's your pronouns, James?
I don't know. Nothing. Nobody. I have nobody and nothing down. I had that on my name tag at some of the conferences, you know. What's your name? And they look at my tag and it says nobody on it, you know. I got nobody to argue with, nobody to have, you know. I'm nobody. It's like, it's a great place to be.
That's the thing, is that there's so much. It's, I think, looking at things of what's causing some of the division these days, and, you know, we've got to be respectful of each other and where we're at, but then there's also in that process people disrespecting others in a way to where it really is a catch-22 in some ways. And I think, you know, people have got to look at what's dividing us as well and analyze some things. It's a bit of a tricky time.
Well, you know, you really find out. One of the lamas, I like what he said, all of your personal problems come from you thinking you're a person.
Yeah.
And that is it. You identify, you know, I identify with the girl, so I'm going to have all the problems that affected women down, all the way down to the cellular level and cellular memory, you know. I identify as a man, well, I'm going to have all the problems that go with men or whatever, right? You know, whatever you identify, you know, and the whole thing is, what if you identify as a soul that came from source, and we all have, then we have all the same family, we have the same parents or parent, whatever you want to call it. And once you identify with that, everybody's your family, you know, everybody's equal. Everybody's your family. We all came from the same place. And then that drops all these division games that they're perpetuating on us to keep us all out of unity consciousness. And I think that's where people need to get to, that, you know, whenever they say I'm this, or I'm a black or a yellow or gray or purple, I don't care, whatever, you know, it's like you just divided yourself, you know, I'm this religion or that religion. You just divided yourself, you know, and the division is the illusion. There is no division. There never was. And that's the illusion that traps people.
If people can't deal with what's going on here, how are they going to deal with the 10-foot-tall blue being in front of them? That's from, you know, there's felines, there's so many different variations of intelligences, and then you go to the non-corporeal types, and it's just like we're fighting amongst each other here, and you can't. You want to learn all this, and it's like you can't even get past your own hookup and what's going on here, and it is a lot of the division game. You know, there's a lot of different yogis and teachers that I've actually had come to me in recent years because of the contact side, because they're taught not to talk about this, that anything that deviates from within, they've got to block out. But yet they're praying to a lot of these gods. And at the same time, as I've said to them, and the reason they've come to me, because they had no one to talk about some of these extraterrestrial multidimensional experiences, to where, from my experience, and we've talked about this, that the more that you're evolving, there's going to be old friends and family, that some are saints, sages, masters, extraterrestrial masters, whatever, that come online as you're rising to the occasion. And that's where this division game, even in the spiritual area, it's been comforting for some of those people when they've spoken to me to hear that, because the whole time they were told to kick it out, but it's like some friends knocking on your door trying to say hello. Do you remember me?
Yeah, yeah.
No, go yeah. away. You know, it's... And, you know, if they're really there...
You're not wearing robes. You're not wearing robes and sandals, you know? And so I can't talk to you.
Yeah, and 20 women in front of you throwing rose petals on the ground before you walk.
Yeah, I'm sorry, I can't talk to you. Yeah, you don't fit my... You know, there's a story. I love that one story about there's a Christian guy and a Muslim guy, and they both died, you know, or something. And oh no, it was one guy, he was converted. He was a Muslim. He's converted over to Christianity, and then he died. And so on the other side, they had to have like Moses and Muhammad have a battle over his soul, and they had to act this whole thing out so he could come to terms with it. And then they all started laughing, and he ascended to the next level. But they had to act out the turmoil he had within himself to go to the next level. And you think about that. There are people that are laid out in their sleep, and they can't wake them up because they have this belief system that when they die, they go to sleep, and the first person that's going to tempt them is the devil, you know? So they're just sitting there like frozen. Oh, God, it's the devil, you know? So they got to act out things on the other side to help them get through, you know, which is interesting. And even the concept of death, that you die, if that's your belief system, you're dead, you know, and they have these hospitals there where they attend to these people, and they help them get rid of their old frail body that they died with, or their sickness and everything. And it's okay now. And all of a sudden you'll see them 6 months later or whatever, and they look like 25 or something, you know, and they're beautiful. And because it takes them a while to let go of those old programs.
Yeah.
No, my mom just appeared to me, and she was beautiful, very young, looked like she was about 25. And I saw pictures of her when she was 25, and I go, oh, you got it. And she just appeared to me just for a minute, saying, yeah, I figured it out, you know. And I go, you finally didn't have to do that. You
know? It's part of the process, isn't it? It's just depending on if people do it kicking and screaming, or how they want to go about that. They can do it in a bitter way, or do it in a blissful way. And it is a process.
Yeah. I know a lot of people are very impatient, you know, and I remember, one of these classes I was teaching, Jesus came in, and people were being really impatient about starting the class and all this other stuff. And he came in and he says, you know, some of us have been waiting 2,000 years, you know, and everybody just kind of sunk down in their chair. So it's kind of, they have a great sense of humor, you know. So it looks like we're almost at the end of the hour. We just have about two or three, we have about maybe 5 minutes left, I think. But so what's the best way to get a hold of you? I know you've got your books out. You probably don't have a list. You've got so many books out. Can you remember?
There's the Shiji material, which are best sellers, but then there's also a few books of my own experiences. There's a few books that are just purely on the teachings. I've just released a few months ago an online course that's like a watch on demand platform that people can check out. But people can go to petermaxwellslattery.com, or they can go to ecityaustralia.org or jayasanctuary.com as well. So social media, all those different things. I'll be doing a little bit more soon. I just sort of like to have my breaks and that from social media, but there's a lot going on there's a lot to share, but yeah, it's just in a timely fashion. And it's good to have these breaks every now and then.
Awesome. And then you've got your new, you've got, how many videos do you have out? You've got quite a few.
Well, there's multidimensional. That's out. People can watch that for free now on YouTube. And I've got Ascension, the UFO and Paranormal Connection. It's already up for pre-sale. Apparently in the top 10 in Australia anyway, it was in pre-sales on iTunes. It'll be on Vimeo, Google Play, Voodoo, just a heap of different platforms. Amazon is available at a lot of places. So that's got yourself, John Banco, and Jason Gleaves in it. Mary will be in the next one. I couldn't get to Mary to film some stuff in person, but I'll be doing another project at a later date that it will be more on the actual bangs. This has got a lot of UFO footage that I've never shown. So there's a lot of stuff in this. So just type in Ascension and it should come up, but that will be available from the 12th of September American time next week.
Great.
So, thank you for your participation with that and everything. And we've got some stuff that we'll be doing shortly as well. So, we'll keep people up.
Well, we also have the uncontrolled narrative.
Yes. And contact has begun too. I've done that. Yeah.
Those two as well. And I don't know where those are. I guess they're on our website on ESETI TV and things like that, those two. But keep up. All I can say is keep up the great work. And and to your credit, I have to say that you probably have the best contact, the best proof, the best evidence of anybody on the planet right now. And I've never seen anything like it, how much you're censored, especially over here in the States. I tried so hard to get you into these conferences and unbelievable. And I go, if your true motive is to have evidence and prove contact and prove who these beings are and everything, why aren't you dealing with this? And I think I answered my own question because that isn't their motive, the controlled narrative.
Thanks a lot for your support and your friendship and your guidance. And I really do mean that. And, I've said that to you 100 times. And I just think now it's got to the point that to the people that really needed that, not just in the public, but behind, they've got that information now. And it doesn't matter if I'm in conferences or whatnot, the people that it need to get to, it's turned their head. So, that's all that matters is that it gets to who it needs to.
We just did workarounds, I started getting censored off all the radio shows. So I created my own radio show and then I got censored out of all the conferences. So I created my own conference building, I have my own conferences, and it just keeps going on. I don't know what's next, but I always did workarounds. Like, you're not going to stop this. There's too much energy behind it. They
think we've got other planets to go to and do the same thing. We talked about that we knew each other from that type of stuff in other worlds. So maybe we just keep continuing.
Awesome. Well, unfortunately, we hit the end of the hour. So Peter, my brother from another mother, great seeing you. And, we'll talk again soon, I'm sure. And hopefully we'll see you out in Hawaii.
Yeah. Blessings. Blessings, brother. Thank you.